Welcome to the Cup of Glow podcast, where each week we will connect, uplift, and promote people, places, and events in and around Tallahassee for you. I am your host, Gloria Darling, your community cheerleader, proud milestone diva, and advocate for women age 50 or better. I'm so glad you're here. Let's go! Grab your favorite beverage and join me on my virtual front porch as we start the show. Our guest today, Bobby Blackman, is a true Renaissance man. He is a motivational speaker, a singer-songwriter, a spoken word artist, a YouTuber, a published author, a former Paralympian, and a returning guest on the Cup of Glow podcast. During his first visit with us, he honored his sister Daphne as a woman of impact in his life. During his second visit, we talked about how limiting beliefs can get in the way of our happiness and what we can do to overcome them. Today, Bobby, in his capacity as singer-songwriter, will share his musical journey with us. I'm hoping to hear a sample of his work. Yes, indeed. Hey there, fabulous ladies. Tallapalooza Talent Competition is coming. Step into the spotlight where women in Tallahassee can redefine what it means to be a star and compete for amazing prizes. Join us on March 16th, 2024 at the American Legion Hall, 229 Lake Ella Drive. The show starts at 1 o'clock. See you there. Welcome, Bobby.
Thank you, Gloria. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad to have you here for sure. What sparked your interest in music?
Honestly, I have always loved music. Even when I was a little kid, I used to walk around singing little songs. I remember New Edition was a favorite of mine that grew back in the early 80s. Mr. Telephone Man, Earth Angel, not Candy Girl, that's Michael Jackson. Going to the wrong group here. But all those Cool It Down, all those songs, used to love them, and I would drive my family crazy. And then as I got older, I said, well, I wouldn't mind doing it myself. But it wasn't until later that I decided to go in the studio and make it happen. Follow my passion, follow my dream.
That's for sure. Follow your passion, follow your dream. That's my motto too. I love it. Which came first, songwriting or singing?
The passion for songs, singing came first. Then I started writing poetry. I started writing poetry and just writing in general in high school, elementary first, and then I wrote my first story in elementary school. Then I started writing poetry in high school, and that turned into spoken word. When I did spoken word, I was like, you know what? This needs a hook to it. Even though it's spoken word, it needs a little hook. So I would do hooks for the spoken word, and then that guy, I did a spoken word album. After I did, it was a mixtape album. After I did that, I turned a poem into a song. And maybe we'll hear a little snippet of one of those today.
Well, I sincerely hope so. Let me ask you about the spoken word again. You sure. Said you have a spoken word album.
Yes.
Is it available for sale?
Actually, it was a mixtape. And I've been debating since the last 3 or 4 years since I've been putting music out that I probably should go ahead and just drop that out and let people hear it who hasn't had an opportunity. Mainly, I was just selling it when I used to go on little tours, spoken word tours with the group that I was a part of, Black on Black Rhyme. We travel around the United States and do poetry shows, and I would just sell it then. But now I think I will drop it. I've been contemplating that over the last couple of months.
You like performing songs. You said your passion for singing came first. Mm-hmm. But then you started writing songs and you were doing spoken words, but you needed a hook. Yes. There's a progression going along here.
Yes, it is.
And you like New Edition. Do you only sing your songs or do you sometimes sing other people's songs as well?
I sing everything I like. Yeah, you know, just walking around wherever, whatever, because it, I always say, anyone who knows me, if I'm around you and if I'm not singing, then it's probably an issue. There's probably a problem because that's just the backdrop for my life, my daily life. I'm always singing. So I'm usually singing someone else's song. But then again, some days I'll sing my own. You know, I'll go into It's a Secret No More or The Wedding Piece or Give Him a Try, what have you. 18 years old, I'll just start singing it. Just whatever I feel like at the moment, which is that kind of goes back into the writing. How I write my songs depends on what I'm feeling that day. You know, that kind of sparks it. And then I think, okay, let's go ahead and just, what's the next line? And it, next thing you know, a whole song is written. And yeah, then I'm in the studio.
All right. Well, we're in a pretty good age right now where so many artists are putting out so many different styles, or they're tweaking the styles. And even though it might be pop or it might be rock or it might be country, everyone doesn't look like what they used to look like singing those songs. So people are crossing over.
Right.
Please describe for us your musical style and the genres of music that influence you the most.
Oh, my goodness. So I grew up, first of all, listening to gospel and Kenny Rogers. Get that. You got to know when to hold on. Singing some Kenny Rogers when I was a little boy, or listening to Temptations, singing the Temptations, or what have you. And then as I grew older, I got into rap. I got into, like I said, spoken word and more country, rock. So I listened to just about everything except for heavy metal. I haven't ever really gotten to that heavy metal, acid rock, that type of, that genre. But everything else, I think it's an influence, and as it should be. Whatever you see or whatever you come in contact with, they, you know, they say, you know, you're, each person is a part. Part of them is genetics, but the major part is your environment and the environment of music that I had an opportunity to experience as I've grown from a child to an adult and to a mature adult just really influenced me. If it sounds good, then it works for me. I don't care about crossing lines and crossing borders. I think music itself is a universe all to itself.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about themes or topics. What do you find are the specific themes or topics you're most drawn to? And don't tell me everything appeals to you. Let's try to narrow it down. Sure. What's quintessential Bobby? What themes or topics you like to sing about?
Life. Like, and I'm going to break it down. Love. I love singing about love. Okay, and rather that means love, there's some good stuff, I can't wait to get back home to it, or some love, oh my gosh, my heart is broken. It's just that brings out the emotions. That's probably my favorite out of all, but then I also like to sing about something that's going to inspire someone. But when it comes to love, I like to think that's who I am. I love in general, love people, but like I said, I really enjoy singing about intimacy. I enjoy singing about, you know, those times when there is a broken heart or you're searching for love. That's a huge, I don't want to say topic because topic just seems so surface, and love is deep.
It's deep.
Yeah, it's deep.
Oh, it's so deep.
It is. It is.
Let's talk about a couple of your songs.
Sure.
First of all, let's look at 18 years old. Mm. What is the message or the emotion you were hoping to convey in that song?
In 18 years old, my effort was to bring attention to two things. One, abuse within the home. It happens every day, unfortunately. Especially, you know, you think about COVID, a lot of times, you know, people were saying, you know, this is a good thing, but for some, this is a terrible thing, having to be home or having, unfortunately, that parent home every day, all day. Mm-hmm. And especially not seeing a person. Now, when you don't see them for months, they don't have an opportunity to maybe share what's going on. They probably shouldn't. But anyway, so to bring attention to abuse, rather sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and a lot of times those all come together. So that was one aspect of it. The other is trafficking. Trafficking of anyone, but especially young children. There is a video that goes with 18 years old, and it definitely highlights that. And, you know, if you read some of the stats regarding trafficking, it's horrific. And it's not getting less, it's growing. You would think, you know, we're in 2024, that's not happening. But it's even more prevalent today than it was
100 years ago. Yeah, it's sad. It is. Now, it felt real personal to me when I was listening to it. So was this influenced by a reality, someone in your family or within your sphere of context? Or was it just something you wanted to address the topic and it was a fantasy you made up?
No, it was driven. I guess the catalyst was it was more than one person. That's the bad part. You know, when you grew up, and you know multiple, personally know multiple individuals in that that's been in those type situations. That's bad. I mean, I'm one person. I don't have a huge list of people, you know, it's in every state or anything like that. It's just right in my area within my community. You know, so when you know multiple people who have gone through or are going through, and that was prior to the song. Since the song, I've known even more. And you know, one of the incredible things that take place, that's one of those songs that, of course, like I said, it was spoken word. I did it as spoken word before I ever recorded it. And being at a show, at a Black on Black Rhyme show, and performing that particular piece and then coming off and having a young woman come up to me, hugging me and crying and telling me I went through that exact same situation. Thank you for letting me know that there's a light at the end. Because, you know, the song ends with, you know, she's found a light of hope. And so that was just so amazing. That's better than any money that you can receive to have someone to come up with that realness. You're sorry that it's happening or that it has happened, but it means something when you can touch someone and help them to a point where they can see the end to the, you know, a light in the tunnel, that this is going to be over, or I'm going to get this behind me.
That's the good thing about any form of art, whether you're singing or reciting poetry or combining spoken word and all of that, the visual arts, the whole thing. It speaks to us all in different ways, but when it can stir up emotions, it then causes us to have to do something. I don't want to necessarily say react, but it does bring up an action in us.
Right.
Which is all sometimes very positive. Maybe help that person seek out help or feel that other people understood.
Right, 100%. I know the best songs, you were asking me earlier about what songs kind of help make me who I am as a singer. The songs that always pulled at me were those ones that evoke some type of emotion. You know, I'm 11 years old, and I'm listening to, you know, Reunited and It Feels So Good. I'm thinking, wow, I have no idea what that really means. But it evokes something in me. And here I am, 30, 40 years later, I still remember that song, no matter what, because of what it made me feel. And it's the same thing when it comes to music, when it comes to speaking. You know, you're in front of an audience of 20,000 people. If they leave there and you said something that made them feel something, they're always going to remember. They may forget your name, maybe, but if you make them feel something, they're probably going to remember your name, but they're definitely going to remember those words. So it's the same thing with music. If you can make them feel something, they're going to go back and play that again. It's all about feeling, making someone feel something, or making them remember, you know, putting them in remembrance of a moment in time that they really felt a certain way. And yes, that could be a good feeling, or it could be one of those feelings where you're thinking, oh my God, I'm glad I'm not there anymore.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I gauge different aspects of my life based on what song was I listening to at that time.
Right.
When we think about what we were doing as teenagers, as you said, good times,
right.
Sometimes not so good times.
Right.
And you can remember those and it'll bring it up. And it's really great. Music is such a powerful thing.
It is.
Now, let's talk about the wedding piece.
Mm.
What's the story behind this one?
The wedding piece, as I said before, I wrote it as a poem. And when I wrote it, I was not necessarily a young man. I was about 30 years old or so. And I wrote it and I wanted to get married. I was ready. I guess I was about 35. I was ready, but just not in that situation. So I decided to write about what I was ready for. And then I just said, okay, well, I'm a performer. Let me share this. And I did it, the poem, actually, in a couple of different weddings. And it worked really well. The bride and the groom were happy with it. And it, I just kind of let it sit. I performed it 3 times altogether as a poem. Then I just let it sit for about 10, 12 years. Then one day, for some reason, it came to mind, maybe I was ready again, because I at that point, I still hadn't gotten married. I don't know, but something just like, you know, this is the song you want to go in the studio. This is the song you need to go and record right now. Put it together in my head, the music and how I wanted it, and got in the studio and made it happen.
I don't know if you recall, but the first time I heard it, I immediately asked you, Bobby, do you have something to tell us? Did you all run off and get married? Or are you about to propose? What's going on here?
Yeah, it does evoke that. I mean, you know, listening to it. And I remember when you did say that to me, I thought this is so wonderful, because for someone to hear this song, even if it's stage where it wasn't complete, 100% complete yet, because I remember I sent it to you and asked you to listen to it, and we were still kind of tweaking certain things. But even at that stage, for you to get that, he's singing this and it's coming out as if he's ready. That's the way it should be.
Well, you accomplished your goal with that one for sure. Well, let's take a moment to listen to the wedding piece.
Come take this walk with me beyond the gates of tomorrow. There may we find love, sweet love. For I can feel it with my heart, your desire for more understanding, companionship. Something true, tried and sure. Take my hand, my darling. Allow me to lead you to that place where God rules and love thrives. And the husband is a man who is faithful. You are who I need.
Bobby, we know you like music.
Yes.
You like writing songs and performing them.
Mm.
Please share one of your proudest moments as a singer.
As a singer, one of my proudest moments so far, it was probably not while singing one of my usual songs, but it's one of the ones that's spoken word. And I wrote this song, and it wasn't about me. Let me say this. It's called He Cries. And it was about, or the song is about, a man who has three children, three daughters, all from different mothers. And I performed that song, and after performing it, I had men and women to come up to me and says, thank you for writing that song. And what amazed me was the amount of women. I believe there were more women than men because, you know, in the poem, in the song, I talk about how, you know, they go to court and, you know, it's not a good situation, but he loves his kids. And that one, you know, I say it wasn't about me because, you know, I wasn't in that situation. But again, I knew individuals personally who had been in that situation or who were in that situation. And it bothered me. So as I say, I write off of emotion. I write off of life. I write off of what I believe in. So if I write a song or a poem, it's something that I believe in. So writing that piece, then after performing it, that night, it was just amazing. I went to the bar. There was a bar afterwards, and some of the same people were there, and I would have got drunk if I had accepted all of the drinks. Yeah, but so that was an amazing moment for me because, like I said, if rather you're speaking or you're performing music, singing it, poetry, what have you, you're doing it for other people. You do it because you love it, but that connection is everything. It's everything. So when you know that what you've done, your baby, your child, by way of music or art, has connected with people the way you really want to. And so with women and men conveying that to me, that was everything to my heart.
That's got to be exhilarating and give you a great feeling of validation that, yes, I understand what's going on around me and I can move others with my words. That's tremendous when people can come up to you and say, you touched them.
Yeah, that's, it really is everything. As an artist, it makes it all worth it, no matter what other, you know, the pay is or is not, that makes it 1,000% worth it. Whatever you had to go through, whatever your own experience is, whether you're writing about your own or someone else's, you're conveying them. When that happens, it says, this is where I'm supposed to be and what I was supposed to be doing when I wrote this and recorded it.
Well, Bobby, share with us where we can find your music.
1,000%. So I have a website, wcblackman.com. So if you can remember my name, you can definitely get to the website, wcblackman.com. If you want to Google me, it's w.c.blackman, and you'll come up with my website, my YouTube page. And on the website, there are links to all of my music. There are links to my books. There are links to how you can book me as a speaker if you would like. So any one of those, I'm there and I'm ready and would just love to come and either perform for you or help your team to be even better than who they already are.
Well, you just said you can be booked as a speaker.
Yes.
Are you no longer singing?
Oh, yeah. Did I leave singing out?
Yes.
I said music. Yeah, okay. So music, singing. Yeah, and definitely like the wedding piece. Okay, if you don't mind, the wedding piece is a perfect song for a wedding. As I said, I did it as a poem, and as a song in a wedding, it's the perfect song. And once you go, if you haven't heard it, all of your viewers out there, if they haven't heard it, once they go and hear it, they'll see just from the words that it is the perfect song for a wedding. And just for, you know, it's the wedding P-E-A-C-E, because I believe instead of doing P-I-E-C-E, I a wedding is not a piece of something. It's a piece of something. It's the piece of life. Once you found that one that you love, that you care about, that you trust, and it's reciprocated, that's what you have, P-A-C-E, not a piece apart, but together, a whole. So that's what it is, the wedding, P-E-A-C-E. Look it up, and I think you'll love it, just as I do.
Well, thank you so much. Well, our guest today was W.C. Blackmon, affectionately known as Bobby.
Yes.
For his friends and family. How do we get Bobby from W.C. Blackmon? That's a story for another day. I will place everything in the show notes. So if you missed the rapid fire web address, no worries. You can check the show notes to get the information where you can find out more about Bobby and where you can find his music and books as well. Bobby, thank you so much for speaking with us today. You certainly entertained us.
Gloria, thank you so much for inviting me back. It is always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. From singing to spoken word to dancing, join us for the ultimate talent competition where talent knows no boundaries. Tallapalooza Talent Competition is coming. Let's come together to cheer, applaud, and support our talented women on March 16th, 2024 at the American Legion Hall, 229 Lake Ella Drive. The show starts at 1 o'clock p.m. See you there. It was so much fun reintroducing the Cup of Glow podcast. We believe that everyone has an opinion and we want to hear from you. Please email your comments to gloria@cupofglow.com. If you have already subscribed to the podcast, thank you. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. If you would like to be a sponsor of the Cup of Glow podcast, please send your request for information via email to gloria@cupofglow.com. Until next week, this has been the Cup of Glow podcast with Gloria Darling, connecting, uplifting, and promoting.